Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Royal Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the queen of car loans, and Brenda Davis, Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate Agent, and Hallway Industrial Cleaning, 248-516-8300. And I am here with the Sunday morning team. Let's go down the list. First off, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool and our Sunday morning team. Good morning to all of our listening audience.
International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephan Cappy. Chaplain Cappy, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the Sunday morning team, and good morning to Detroit, and shout out the missionary this morning. God bless you.
Absolutely. And then let's shout out to Henrietta Ivey, too. Hopefully she'll be able to jump on the line, our political analyst and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey.
Yes.
Before we get started, let me just say, if you're looking to buy a brand new car, preferably Chevrolet, Buick, GM, get it from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Her number is 248-218-9808, 248-218-9808. And, of course, we are home of the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, right here on the Michael Van Tool Show. He is, of course, one of the top personal injury attorneys in the country, top 10, and a member of the multi-million dollar advocates forum. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990. And if you would like your company to be a part of, be in the driver's seat on the Praise Network or the Michael Van Tool Show podcast or on the Praise Network, call 248-516-8300. First of all, let me say thank you to the Sunday morning team. Thank you so much for supporting me and showing up at my dad's homegoing service this past Thursday at the Salvation Army in Royal Oak. Thank you, guys. I could tell you this. The Sunday morning team was out in full force Thursday morning. Thank you so much. It means a lot. I learned a lot, guys, over this past couple of weeks, because this is the closest person that has ever passed in my life. As you all know, most of my family is either on the East Coast or the Caribbean. They're out of the state of Michigan. And so I have not necessarily been very close to my extended family. And this was new to me. Many of you have experienced grief before of a close loved one, and I understand now, you know, and I appreciate people asking me, are you okay, how are you doing? At first I was bothered by it a couple weeks ago, but now I understand, because it's a day-by-day thing, and sometimes that grief is right under the surface, and you would not even know. I was talking to someone at a business last week, and I thought I had everything together, and they just asked me a few questions about my dad, and then some tears came down my eyes, and I was like, where did that come from? You know, I wasn't prepared for that, but it is day by day. So, you know, I want to thank Dr. Tony Booker for being there. Of course, Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday morning team at the Salvation Army. Major Dale Simmons gave a stirring eulogy on Thursday, and a very stirring, energetic. And I think my dad would have been really enthralled and excited and by listening to Major Dale Simmons. I don't know. Did you get a chance to listen to him, Kimberly?
I did. And he gave my favorite scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you. A plan for success, a plan to have a prosperous life. And I thought that's a wonderful sentiment to leave with everyone, because he did do that. All the great things that people were saying about him, how Major Dale Simmons said that he was a mentor to him, how he saw something in him and helped to nurture that to make him into the person that he was. And then even looking at you, Michael, to see that your father saw something in you and he was able to nurture that and groom that so that you can become the person that you are today. So that was a wonderful message and a wonderful blessing for your family.
Yes, thank you. And I'm looking through some of the pages of the little booklet, program booklet from Thursday. And a lot of these pictures I saw for the first time myself. I haven't seen some of these pictures in a long time, and just
wow.
Brought back some memories. Yes? And I want to also thank Kernan Funeral Services from Lincoln Park for handling all the arrangements. And it was good to see some of my family who I haven't seen because of COVID. You know, there's a lot of our families we haven't been able to meet or see on a regular basis because of COVID. And, it was good to see. It was live streamed, the service, and I got a call from someone in Brooklyn, a relative in Brooklyn who was listening. Watching the program. But we had relatives from around the world, especially the East Coast, New York, Maryland area. A lot of them have transplanted to the East Coast. They're a lot over in the Caribbean, Cuba and Bermuda and Guyana, Jamaica that were watching. There were more people watching it than was there, of course. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, in the Salvation Army, just like the U.S. Army, they send you places. You go where they tell you. And so you're like ordered to go to like Panama, and then you get something in the mail. I wrote a little bit, you know, let me read the poem that I read. It was called Breaking News. Major Fred Van Til didn't do things to make the TV or the newspaper. That's not what he was commissioned to do. He had a higher mission. He did his job well. He did what he was told. He went where he was sent. One day we would be home somewhere in the world and Major Van Til would get a call directing him to his next appointment. Then your farewell orders would soon arrive in the mail. You never knew in advance, but within weeks we could all be in another country, riding in a Volkswagen Beetle or riding in front of Dad on a Vespa scooter. In a strange jumping motion, almost bouncing up and down, he would start the sky blue motorbike. He sat on the worn cushioned seat as I stood in front with my helmet covering my afro and protecting him from the bugs and pebbles that flew into my face on those hilly, winding roads. In this country, the buses were pink. Telephone company trucks sped by at 20 miles an hour. as snapshots of clean blue ocean and beach peeped through the thick flowered trees and brush. We were on our way to a bingo hall to raise funds. Breaking news. Major Fred Van Tool raises thousands of dollars at a local bingo hall to help the poor receive services from the Salvation Army. As a cadet, he studied the Bible as he worked toward his ministerial degree to become a Salvation Army officer. While studying, he met Eloise West. A man in uniform always works best. Breaking news, Fred and Eloise wed. He became an envoy who played a cornet in the band. Then as captain, he always lent a helping hand. One lesson he taught me, every day wear a tie and an iron shirt. Be consistent, stay focused. He made up a word, stickability. Breaking news, Major Van Tool is assigned to the Grand River Dundee Temple Corps in Detroit. He always wore his uniform. He watched westerns that played all night on free TV. We had some great times watching Flip Wilson and Muhammad Ali. But tomorrow he was up again with a red kettle on a Detroit street. New at 11, Major Van Tool mentors new pastors into the ministry. One lesson he taught me, always be on time. Sometimes at prayer meetings on Wednesday nights, it could be just us five, Michael, Angela, Andrew, Mom prayed, Dad would preside. And if members walked in late, he would not wait. It's 6:25. Looks like they're just in time to pay their tithes. They knew Major Van Tool started on time. Here's another headline. Major Van Tool prays for the sick and comforts the crying. He was so good with numbers, he routinely helped the auditors from Salvation Army headquarters who reviewed his books and looked through his files. Guyana, Jamaica, Honduras, Panama, Chicago, St. Louis, East St. Louis, Milwaukee, Detroit, and more. Breaking news. Major Fred Van Tool has received his final appointment. He has been transferred for the very last time. He has received his final farewell orders. So farewell, Major Van Tool, Daddy, farewell. That I wrote last week.
That was
and but you know what? It was, I wasn't sad this week, and I wasn't sad.
I'm sorry?
I was not sad this week, and I wasn't sad Thursday. I mean, I did shed some tears when they closed the casket, but I knew he was in a better place than I am right now. I mean, you know.
Just remember, Michael, that in the future, when the anniversary of your father's death comes around, or birthday, or any special day that you had in your family with your father, you may experience sadness. I didn't realize this until my father died. And the first year when his birthday came around, his birthday came before the anniversary of his death, and I remember feeling sad, and I couldn't figure out why. And I was like, oh, he's not here. And then the anniversary of his death date came around, and it was the same thing. And I remember being busy and didn't quite catch it at first, and I was like, it's my dad. This is the day that he died. This is why I'm feeling this way. So just know that you don't understand that until it happens to you.
Right, right, yeah. So, again, thank you guys for supporting me coming out, and it was just one surprise after another I saw each of you, because I did not know you were all there, and it was good to just kind of, and Missionary Humphrey got a chance to sit next to Cameron and talk to Cameron. She said that was a treat, because she never gets to see my son, and they sat together and talked and whispered to each other during the service. But good morning, Henrietta Ivy, our political analyst and home care advocate, a hardworking lady. Good morning. And I hope she's not on
mute. Hi, good morning, Michael.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm driving, and I thought I had my phone off. It's hands-free, so I'm definitely driving safe. Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning to the city of Detroit.
Good morning. Glad you're with us this morning. All right. When we come back, we got the latest in news and weather, and of course, I want to hear from the Sunday morning team. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together, we'll find a way. That's my dad. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything...
In the news this morning, the United States continues to warn that Russia could invade Ukraine any day amid escalating tensions in the region, with President Joe Biden telling reporters Thursday that the threat is very high now. More than 190,000 Russian troops are estimated to be massed near Ukraine's borders. ABC News says it remains unclear whether Vladimir Putin has made a decision to attack his neighbors. Well, let me make it clear. He has decided. Nobody masses 190,000 people on a border without wanting to attack. So if they're
absolutely
not clear about it, if they're not clear about it, I am.
All right. Absolutely.
As COVID cases caused by the Omicron variant finally start to wane in the U.S., is it time to look ahead to the next variant? and will we need another booster shot to protect from it? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends some moderately and severely uncompromised people 12 and older should get 3 primary shots plus a 4th booster. I agree. I think we're probably going to end up getting 1 per year going forward because but I'm glad that things are kind of – it looks like we're going to have a better and better year just from what it looks like to me. The Department of Homeland Security recently released details of a new technology to protect our border. Officials praise robot dogs as a potential force multiplier that could boost Border Patrol agents' safety by reducing their exposure to life-threatening hazards. An article touting the test on the DHS Science and Technology website notes that someday these robot dogs, officially known as automated ground surveillance vehicles, could become an agent or an officer's best friend on the border. Well, they need to do something with the border. All right, let's go with the Sunday morning team. Let's start with Henrietta Ivy. Go right ahead, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. You know, I'm not liking that robot dog thing. Let me be clear. I'm not liking the robot dog thing. I saw this episode or series called Black Mirrors, and when I saw those robot dogs, I'm like, they were so bad. They were a mess. They were very vicious, and they didn't care who you was. Once they realized they can tear you up, they went against everybody. So
that's
a no for me for the robot dog.
That's the problem with technology. You're right, because it just like the facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dangerous because some innocent people are going to suffer as a result of some of this technology, because these electronic weapons and these electronic systems, they cannot make those decisions like an intelligent person would.
Right, exactly.
People are going to get caught up in this. You're right. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And so I just want to tap into two things that's going on right now. We're coming out of a COVID, out of a pandemic, with the possibility of a sure pandemic coming again, according to Bill Gates. And then we got a former president who has decided he's going to do what he want to do again. And they have discovered that he is taking confidential documents from the archives of the White House and took those documents to Mar-a-Lago. Now, I just feel like, you know, we got a president, a former president, doing what he wanted to do, stealing documents, and then we got a billionaire telling us, yeah, we're coming out of a pandemic, but guess what? We're going to put another one on you. So I just wanted to throw those two articles out. If anybody on the team get an opportunity to read it. It is just something to read. It's like you got to read between the lines when you read these two articles. I'm just kind of shocked that Trump was able to feel like, because he was president and he stated what I was, you know, in so many words, I was the president. I can do what I want to do. He really had that mentality that he could do what he wanted to do and no one was going to stop him. And he proved it by taking very important documents out of the archives, even as far as going to tearing up documents that they actually needed. He ripped them up, some of them.
He had a lot of nerve to talk about Hillary Clinton and her supposed server or computer that she supposedly had sensitive information and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And he has... Whatever he accused her of, he's done 10 times worse now.
Absolutely.
He definitely should be prosecuted. Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad
I'm just scared. I'm just scared of the Bill Gates things, too, because how do you know there's another pandemic surely to come? Like, that's something you have to think about when someone says, yeah, we're coming out of this pandemic, but get ready for the next one. Like, how do you know a next one is coming? Like, it just puts me in the mindset that are you planning something?
Well, easy. He can easily say that when the fact that he invested in something that he ain't even taken himself. He ain't even take the shot, but he ain't got a big investment in it. Now make that make sense. Make that make sense.
Okay, exactly. Gates' name popping up every time we talk about anybody talks about this pandemic.
That's true.
And his name always pops up in it.
Well, he's a big supporter of the Smithsonian, too, because he's part of the Smithsonian Society, which, you know, they believe in depopulation and all these other things of New World Order. And I say that because these are conversations and even articles about these types of things going on. So just like the bishop said, how do you make sure that another one is coming and slowing one down and telling people get ready for the next one? Like, that's like, really?
Yeah.
So, read those articles if you guys get a chance.
Okay.
Show me one footage where he took the shot.
right.
Just show me one. Mm-hmm. So he should have been the first one on TV. As much investment, money he got invested in it. So, hey, you better read between the lines.
Yes, sir. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
All right, guys. So I'm going to switch us from that to a good night's sleep. Helps cut appetite by up to 500 calories a day. A good night's sleep helps cut appetite by up to 500 calories a day, according to a new study. Getting enough sleep could save millions of people from putting on unwanted weight, say scientists. It is estimated that two out of every three men and 6 out of 10 women in England are either obese or overweight. Obesity increases a person's chances of suffering from mental health problems and has been linked with heart conditions, diabetes, and cancer, all leading causes of death. Now scientists at the University of Chicago Medicine have come up with a simple solution which many people are likely to welcome, and that's getting more snoozing in. Author Dr. Ezra Tesali said, over the years, we and others have shown that sleep restriction has an effect on appetite regulation that leads to increased food intake, and this puts you at risk for weight gain over time. The way participants were able to continue sleeping in their own beds and did not have to change their diets affected their sleep quality. The researchers recruited 80 young overweight adults who usually would only sleep for 6.5 hours a night. They were asked to wear a sleep monitor and given counseling sessions to bring their shut eye up to 8.5 hours per night. Dr. Tesali said most studies on this topic in labs are short-lived for a couple of days, and food intake is measured by how much participants consume from an offered diet. In their study, we only manipulated sleep and had the participants eat whatever they wanted with no food logging or anything else to track their nutrition by themselves. Participants increased their average sleep duration by over an hour a night after just one counseling session. To track their calorie intake, the researchers used a special urine test called the doubly labeled water method. It involved giving participants water where the hydrogen and oxygen atoms have been replaced with less common harmful substances. People who get more sleep reduce their calorie intake by an average of 270 calories per day, with some even cutting out 500, the researchers found. We simply coached each individual on good sleep hygiene and discussed their own personal sleep environments, providing tailored advice on changes they can make to improve their sleep duration. Dr. Tesali said this was not a weight loss study, but even within just 2 weeks, we have quantified evidence showing a decrease in caloric intake and a negative energy balance. Caloric intake is less than the calories that are actually burned. A healthy sleep pattern could therefore be used to combat obesity, which affects around 13% of the world's population. Many people are working hard to find ways to decrease their caloric intake to lose weight. Well, just by sleeping more, you may be able to reduce it substantially. I want to leave you with the scripture. Hebrews 4:10, the one who entered God's rest also rested from his works. just as God rested from his own. This story was important to me because oftentimes sleep is something that we know that we all need, but we all put off to the side. And often people will say, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Well, unfortunately, if you don't sleep, you may hasten your death sooner than you want.
Good way to put it, I tell you. So sleep does help.
Yes.
In more ways than one. Thank you, Kimberly. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
Good morning again, everyone. There's I have no issue with sleeping.
Right.
Out of my family, I am the sleepyhead. Even as a little girl, I did not mind sleeping in. My father was is much like Major Van Tool was. You know, if it's just us few, we're going to church, we're going to be on time. But
right.
Christy didn't mind getting her sleep and her rest, and naps are amazing. All week I have been thinking about, well, since Thursday, and, you know, even before then, because it's a very familiar scripture, and Kim, she already quoted the scripture this morning, Jeremiah 29:11. Thursday, I made sure that I cleared my schedule so that I could be there to support the Van Tool family. Who would have known, you know, just a few years ago, I would know anyone from the Van Tool family by way of missionary Hetty Humphrey. So it's been such a pleasure to even be acquainted with Michael Van Tool and his family. But that scripture that the minister gave, is it Major Dale, what is his last name?
Major Dale Simmons.
Okay,
yeah.
I remember the first name because I have an uncle named Dale.
Yeah, Dale Simmons.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Here on the radio show this morning, Henrietta mentioned that Bill Gates has a plan. It's obvious that our former president has done things that are not lawful because it was according to his plan. It is obvious that other countries have a plan. There's a plan put in place for robots at the borders. It concerns me as well, Henrietta. But the Bible tells us when Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. It lets me know very simply, well, they may have a plan, they may have thoughts concerning my life, but you have to know that there is a greater power and you're on his mind. The God of the universe that put the stars into place, that created the sun and the moon and the earth and separated the waters from the waters, has you on his mind.
Amen.
And his thoughts of peace and not of evil. Even in the midst of all of the turmoil, all the political chaos, all of the COVID-19, the flu, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, his thoughts of you are peace and not of evil. So when we experience something that we consider evil, we have to know the root of it doesn't come from our God, and he is planning to give you a joyful end, an expected end, a wonderful end. So it is up to us to align our thoughts with his thoughts, which are thoughts of peace, because all that other stuff that's going on is not a part of his plan for you. But you can be in the midst of all of that and still know that his thoughts towards you are of peace, so that we can receive peace and walk in peace in our daily lives. So that's my
rant. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me just thank Evangelist Christy for bringing the sermon to us this morning. We appreciate that, the time. That once again, there she goes, Chaplain. She did another one. God has a plan.
I asked you
all plans, okay?
I asked you not to do that.
In fact, I think before we got on, I was begging you not to do this to me today. I said, spare me to come after. I don't want to come, Lord Jesus.
Who else is going to go after Evangelist Christie?
I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna tell you the best, evangelist. You need, you know what? Okay, I got something for y'all next time. Have I got it with you? 14.
God has a plan. I like that one.
He has a plan too, huh?
He said it best in 40 words. He used 40 words when he's made this here declaration. He said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," he said, "then will I hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins, and on top of that, I will heal their land." That the Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 and 16 says, "I know thy works. I know that ye are neither hot nor cold, but because you are lukewarm, I'm going to spew thee out of my mouth like a bad taste." Evangelist said it right. You got to look, hey, look at what God is going to do for you.
That's right.
Look, I wish I had some help on here.
That's right.
We can't worry about. We can't worry about. See, we gotta look to God like we look in the car. When we drive in the car, we can't worry. We may be concerned, but we can't worry about what no other driver doing. We gonna be aware of the position that we are in hopes that if something happened, I wish I had some help on here.
Yes.
If something happened, it would not affect us. He said, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is of this world." He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of time." We got to stand on it. It's all about you. You don't need Y and O in order to be you. You are you by yourself. Get rid of Y and O. The only time you hear about Y and O in your life is when they say, "Why you do this? Why you do that?" And then here come O. Oh, for real? Oh, no, you didn't. And Y and O talking about you. And Y and O, look, and Y and O talking about you. But the moment somebody says, "How do you spell you?" we define ourselves by the two other letters that we don't even need. I wish I had some help on here today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you right.
It's about you. Ain't no
I like today. Today it was about God's plan. And every Sunday, the program takes on its own, you know, it takes its own shape. And that is so true. And I'm so glad that Evangelist Christie, you got jumped on that, because that was the lesson Thursday. That was the talk. And of course, you know, Evangelist Christie is going to put her spin on it. You know, she's going to put her own spin on it, and she's going to bring it out even more, you know? I tell you.
And they're going to go get me all revved up.
Let me take a moment. I want to just thank those who are listening on the phone this morning here. You all don't get to see my dashboard here. And I also want to thank those who are listening online on blogtalkradio.com, who went to my Facebook page, clicked onto the link, and are listening. So I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to the program. I want to shout out to Bishop E.A. Hoskins and his First Lady, Missionary Hoskins, who are listening this morning also. Thank you guys for listening to the program. Good friends of mine. All right. What's the weather like this morning, Kimberly?
So, good morning. It is 25 and cold outside. Today, it's going to be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 39. and a low of 32. Tomorrow, it will be mostly cloudy, President's Day. It will be a high of 40 and a low of 33. On Tuesday, we'll have showers, a high of, come on, Bishop, give me, can I get a witness? 45.
We got a witness.
Amen. 45.
It will be 45.
It's going to seem like summer.
Now hold on to your seats because Wednesday the bottom falls back out again. So Wednesday will be mostly cloudy and breezy with only a high of 29 and a low of 17. On Thursday, brace yourself, we have snow showers, a high of 27, a low of 19. On Friday, more snow showers with a high of 28 and a low of 14. And on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 30 and a low of 15. And that's the weather.
I can't wait for this weather to break. I tell you, I'm just going to be
fantastic. Kimberly is usually positive. Kimberly, you're usually positive. Why did you give us that negativity?
I'm sorry. I felt something, you know, when I saw the 45 on Tuesday and then I saw the 29 on Wednesday, I said, Jesus, fix it. Make, you know, work it out.
Really? Yeah. He will fix it.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to, so, you know, I don't want to run out of time before we cover this. You got a giveaway for kids over at Greater Pentecostal. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. So today, for a couple hours from 1 until 3 p.m., we're going to be giving away clothing for children, baby girls, and boys from newborn up to, you know, large, extra large for young people. So it's cold outside. And mm-hmm. so we want to make sure that our children have what they need to be warm out here. We do have some adult women's shoes as well. So if you know someone that is in need, please, please, please come by. 15932 East Warren will be there. I'll be there all day. We have 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. service, but if someone is in need of clothing, they can come by 1 to 3 p.m.
That is so nice. Yeah, very good. Brand new clothing.
Yes. So, Michael, I hear here in Rieta and about Facebook. It is on our Facebook page, Greater Pentecostal Temple, and you can like, click, and share from there.
Okay.
Could I add, you guys, that in the near future, that if you have an event or something coming up, can you also send it to me and I could put it on my story? I could add it to my story or my social media outlets as well.
Definitely.
Great. Thank you. Thanks. It was so much noise, Henry. I'm sorry. I couldn't even hear you. I'm glad we got to that. Appreciate that. So let me just also mention Franklin Wright Settlement, of course, our leading Detroit neighborhood human service organization, and supporting low and moderate income families. And one thing, you know, as Kimberly, I always, you know, made reference before the differences or the similarities between the Salvation Army and Franklin Wright. Do you know, mm-hmm. the only difference that I can see is that the Salvation Army, a Salvation Army core community center, which my dad used to be in charge of in different cities, is that the Salvation Army had a chapel and was built around services, church services, each week. And that's the only difference. But, you know, Reverend Marx and Mrs. Marx are church-going people, too. And, you know, they had their own church. So it's very similar. So I didn't stray too far over the years sometimes when I walk into Franklin Light, I really believe that it was, in my mind, I think of it as a Salvation Army Community Center, you know, because it's so similar.
Absolutely.
And I think that's, well, I know that's why I have stayed with Franklin Light for so long, because it, that's how I grew up. I grew up in an organization that helps those who need help. And that's what I like about Franklin Light Settlement. And I can tell you this, it's one of the strongest nonprofits in Michigan. And I'm talking about financially, strong financially, and with a great team behind it too. So if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to Franklin Wright, here's the number, 313-579-1000. Let me go to a phone line with Reverend Bishop Dr. Smith to share a few words. Good morning, Minister Smith.
You know, you were saved for about a good 3 minutes, bro.
I didn't know which one of the titles that you were. I mean, you have, you know, you're such a credentialed person, you know. In addition to that, gospel singer, too. Let me add that to it.
Evangelist, my baby sister, girl, you wore them out this morning.
She wore them out.
I'm going to get her off. But anyway, look, all I want to leave y'all with is this. It's praying time, because the Bible says don't start nothing, Kathy, be cool. The very fervent and effectual prayers of the righteous man availeth much. What the devil meant for evil, God is turning it around for the good. Bill Gates, that old brother Donald Trump, they better try to stand in a holy place.
Amen.
Because what they think they're going to do, it's not going to happen. We in some serious time.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. I got a phone call about a prominent couple, and I just talked to their mom. I told her, I said, sis, tell your daughter, people think it's a joke about marriage and divorce. God gave me a vision, and I ain't been resting. And I keep telling people, you put your hands on what God said in stone, you're going to lose every time. A young fella, I warned him. I said, look here, man, don't walk away from her. I don't want her, okay? His mom and dad asked me, son, please. But I said, no, I'm tired. I said, I have to rest. And in this season, you're not going to bring that mess to me, because I got to carry it. I've got two churches to pastor. I've got too much on me. No. No. So I told him, if you don't listen, you won't live. He's been dead going on 2 years.
Wow.
God is not playing. So now you can take it any way you want.
Yeah. Now,
well, man, thank you. I'm going to go out here. I know you're going to argue me later.
Thank you, Minister.
Dad left a legacy. I ain't done. Daddy left the legacy.
I'm sorry.
You better carry it out.
Yeah, right.
You know, don't put no pressure on me, Dr. Smith.
I'm not putting pressure on you,
Doug. you're about the third person that said something like that to me since Thursday. But let me tell you, do you know three people that my dad got into the ministry, that all three have their churches, they were there Thursday. One of them spoke, Reverend Samuel Thomas, just almost brought to tears, because he said he brushed off my dad years ago. And he was going to become a Salvation Army officer, but he decided not to. But do you know, even he has his own church now. I've been to Samuel Thomas's church. He has his church.
What does that mean, big bruh? What does that tell you?
But what God had a plan for his life.
And he got a plan for you, Van, too. He got a plan for you, bro.
Yes, I just clicked on to one of the Salvation Army websites, and it says, in a world of over 7 billion people, it's easy to feel small, as if your day-to-day lives aren't worth much, especially when we're drowning in a sea of the mundane. And yet God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. We all have unique gifts and talents. We all have unique perspectives, certain friends, groups, and various workplaces. God uses this rich diversity to carry out his will, and his plans are always bigger, bolder, and better than anything we could ever imagine.
What does that say about you, bro?
And
amen.
I hear you. And it's in the Bible it says, I know the plans I have for you. I think, if I'm not mistaken, somebody might have said it already. I think it's in Jeremiah chapter 29. I'm not too sure if I heard it correctly earlier, because a couple people brought up Jeremiah, so I'm not quite. But I think it says, for I know the plans I have for you, because the Lord plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. What a powerful lesson and sermon today that Evangelist Christy started off with and Chappie picked up on.
You're just trying to move, but you can't.
God has a plan. And, you know, I told you the story, and I told somebody again this week that, you know, I saw how busy my dad was. The phone rang day and night. They were always busy going somewhere, doing things, helping people. And I said, that's too much for me. I can't deal with that. I'm going to do something easy and get me a little 9-to-5 at the bank. That's nice. Ain't nobody got time for that. That's too much work for me. Too much church. You know, going. You know, I can't be going to church every day like that. And then somebody introduced me to Hattie Humphrey in around 1998. I've been in more churches now. And what is even, take it a step further, now I'm on the Praise Network. How did that happen?
Now I'm up here. God, the only
order I have for you.
I was trying to run from the church.
You too old to run, bro. You can't
and
run.
Now I'm on the Praise Network. How much closer can you get to God's people than the Praise Network?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pastor Mike.
I didn't give up. God must have a plan. And then I thought I was going to do some poetry. And he made sure and turned that poetry into his words. I don't know what happened.
Plan.
My plan didn't work out. My plan didn't work. Okay, so this is obviously this is God's plan, trying to correct me and make it His plan. So I don't know
like
what
he
happened.
Did it
there.
To me. It looked like you've been corrected, bro.
That's right.
When we
plan,
sorry,
God
laughs. Kathy, you can speak, bro, because I know you know your guns.
I agree. I agree. You must have hear what I just had to go through. So I'll try to just say what I had to say and back all the way up. Because them sisters be waiting on me, man. Them sisters be loaded back there. And see, I'd rather Mike get it. I love that he's getting it right now because he had me get it earlier. So I'm going to back all the way up. Just keep sticking it to him. Keep sticking it with it. Yeah.
Well,
I would I would have rather you not even mention me still on the line.
Well, you know what? I'm going to, somebody next week, somebody's going to testify. Not me. It's going to be somebody else because I know somebody else had some other plans. Okay?
That's right.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis. She'd be quoting that scripture now more than I ain't never heard her quote this much scripture before. So I don't know what's going on with her either. So
well, I'm the only one.
Yeah, but Pastor Mike, when you look at the scripture and they were talking about a rule. A rule. You see what I'm saying? So when they were talking about a rule, it wasn't just because she was married to Moab or Moabitess. She became a Moabitess. They showed her loyalty, her dedication, her honor, her respect to God through her. Oh, I wish I had some help on here. I told y'all to leave me alone now. I told y'all leave me alone.
I'm sorry, that's
the rule, man. These women are the rules of this time, man. They write in the Bible. Hey, come on, I ain't got no help on here. Amen.
Right, Mike. You can say something.
Not Mike ain't got. Now Pastor Mike ain't got nothing to say now. He ready to close. He ready to do the benediction.
Mike, he said, Pastor Mike, did you get that?
Pastor Mike ready to do the benediction. Now you hear me?
Yeah. I'm trying to be a poet. I don't know what y'all are talking about. Wait till Missionary Humphrey gets on next week. I'm going to tell her what y'all are trying to do. I'm trying to be a poet.
Michael,
Mike, you're not
going to
have no rest.
Michael.
What was that, Evangelist?
So you're a poet, and we all agree.
Come on, Christine.
Writing poetry and sharing poetry, it's telling a story. And so that's what ministers do. They take words and they put them together and they share a story that encourages people, uplifts people, brings people to a place where they want to surrender their life to Christ. So
look at what time it is. We are running out of time.
Mike,
wow.
You will not rest.
Wow.
You won't rest till you turn, Mike.
Damn, trying to move.
Your spirit will not rest till you turn. You better surrender.
That's a good song too. That's a good to Jesus.
I think his line just got cut. We dropped him by mistake. We lost Minister Smith. We'll have hopefully he'll call in next call back.
He's trying to get
all
off his call.
We lost Minister Smith just now. His line got cut. There was some technical problems.
Hey, man. Yeah, he's still there.
Somebody, I'm gonna handle this. We out of time today, y'all. So tune back in next week to the Michael Van Tool Show. We got like 2 minutes in our life for business.
Wow. Don't you do
he's
it.
He's trying to cut us out.
Can I get a witness?
You still on the line? I thought you
can't cut off the prophet,
guys. We had so much fun this morning. Thank you. We had our sermon today, God's Plan. I can't wait to go back and listen to this program again. I'm gonna listen to this afternoon. This one is good. I'm going to have to label this God's Plan. But thank you, guys. Thank you, Sunday Morning Team. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, those who are streaming online. We appreciate you. Go out and have a great Sunday today. And remember, God has a plan for you. I want to thank all of our ministers on the line who gave the sermons this morning. God bless you. And have a great Sunday today.
Bless you. You got a witness.
God bless. Yeah, you go and be obedient. Kathy, call me, bro.
I will, sir. Yes, I will. Bless you.
I want something greater.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to